As you know, for the last year, year and a half or so, we've been emphasizing the theme of evangelization in our parish. And we've been emphasizing the idea that evangelization, meaning reaching out to others in friendship and sharing our faith in Jesus with them at appropriate times, that this is just a normal part of our Catholic faith. It's part and parcel of our calling as Catholics. It's something that God calls us to do, and he expects us to do it in our lives. If we simply come to Mass Sunday after Sunday and then feel that we fulfilled an obligation and there's no need to do anything else, then we're missing an important and essential part of what it means to be a follower of Christ, of what it means to be a Catholic. Jesus told us this himself when he said to his followers, "Let your light, that is, let your faith, shine before others. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. You, my followers and friends, are the light of the world and the salt of the earth." These are all different ways of Jesus saying to us, "Go and evangelize others in my name. Go and share your faith in me with others at appropriate times and in appropriate ways so that they too may come to know God's love for them and live as his beloved children." And today, Jesus reveals to us the key to effective evangelization. He says to his followers and friends, "I give you a new commandment. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciple." So by this, to love as Jesus loves means to give of ourselves for the good of others, to serve, to sacrifice ourselves, to make the lives of others better. This is the key and the necessary ingredient that will make evangelization, sharing our faith with others, effective in their lives. People will then say about us, if they see this love of Christ in us, then they will be able to say to us, "This is a genuine Christian. This is someone who truly believes in Christ. This is a Christian who is the real deal." But only if they see and feel the love of Jesus shining through what we say and do. This is what touches and converts the hearts of people. It's the necessary ingredient to our evangelization, our sharing our faith. And so what does this maybe look like in real life? I just want to end with sharing a true story. A story that I heard a while ago on a talk on a CD of a lady named Jonette. And Jonette said she graduated from university and became a teacher. And a year later, she married her high school sweetheart. They married in a Catholic church, but they were both non-practicing Catholics. And during their married life, the first number of years, they pursued and they managed to realize the American dream. They both had good jobs. They lived in a beautiful home, had three healthy children, two new cars in the garage, money in the bank, attended many parties, and she said she had a wonderful wardrobe to die for. And she had a loving husband and a good marriage, and yet she said she knew deep down inside she wasn't happy. And she said there was a void in her heart which she was trying to fill with everything she could think of, but nothing was working. On the other hand, she said she had a good friend that she would drive to work with day after day, and at one point her friend shared with her how her life was falling apart. Disastrous things were happening in her life, devastating things. And yet time and time again, her friend would, at the end of the sharing, dry her tears and say, "Well, I just trust that Jesus has a plan for me and it will all work out in the end." And Jonette saw how she would just give a little smile and then resolve to go on with her day and was peaceful. And one day her friend asked her to join her at a prayer meeting. So Jonette was intrigued by the loving kindness and peace she found in her friend, even though her friend was suffering devastating things in her life, and so she decided to go with her. And at the prayer meeting, Jonette said she encountered Jesus and his love for her, and her heart was really touched in some way. And so she kept going back to that prayer meeting Tuesday after Tuesday. The void in her heart was filled, and she said life just got better and better. And of course, every Tuesday night, she came home and shared with her husband all that had happened. She shared with him her newfound faith in Jesus. She shared with him her excitement, her beliefs, her new way of seeing things, the new meaning and purpose she had in life. And she would do this Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. And she said one year they were driving to a Christmas party, and she was talking nonstop to her husband about her faith. She said her mouth was going as fast as the tires were turning. And she told him she was really, really happy. She told him she couldn't have imagined that she could be this happy in life, that life was so much better now. She was so glad that she was born again. And with that, her husband pulled off to the side of the road, and he said, "Jeanette, you cannot be born again. You're Catholic. Besides, I cannot stand those kinds of people, and you have become one of them, and I don't know what we're going to do about us." So that shocked her, and they continued to drive to the party without speaking. At the party, there was no conversation between the two of them, and on the way home, neither of them said anything to each other. When they arrived home, he said to her, "You know," he said, "what I said earlier tonight, I really meant it. I don't know what we're going to do about us." And she said, then he started crying. And she said, after that, things got worse. Her husband began to ridicule her for her faith. He teased her. He mocked her. She would go out of the door to the prayer meeting, and he would yell after her, "Have all your Catholic friends pray for me." But he did it in a mocking way. She said she genuinely loved her husband and didn't want to lose him, but he was being very mean to her. He would be outside trimming the hedges, she said, one hot Florida summer day. She would bring him a glass of water and would say nicely, "Would you like a glass of cold water?" And he would respond saying, "Yes, I'd love a glass of cold water, but not from you." And she would have to return to the kitchen with the full glass of water. And this went on for a number of years. From time to time, she would try to tell her husband a little bit about the faith, how it was a big help in her life, how it only makes life better, what a blessing it would be for him, how he really needed it, but he would have nothing to do with it. One day, she managed to get her husband to agree to a marriage encounter weekend put on by the church. And so that's a whole weekend focused on marriage and faith and how faith can make the marriage better. But she said it was a disastrous weekend for them. He was not open to anything, and he took the opportunity to rebel and contradict everything that was being said. It was all just simply way too much for him. So when she got home from the weekend, she was really upset with the Lord. And she said in her prayers that night, she said, "Lord, I'm really upset with you. I got my husband finally to a marriage encounter, and all you had to do was show up, and you did not show up. Lord, I'm really provoked and angry. What more can I do?" And then deep in her heart, she said she just seemed to hear somehow the Lord saying to her, "Jeanette, I could accomplish this a whole lot quicker if you would just get out of the way." And from that moment, Jeanette knew what the Lord meant, and so she decided she would just simply focus on showing her husband as much loving kindness as she could. Some months later, she and her husband went out with friends, and the conversation that night turned to faith and marriage. It was friends from the marriage encounter. And there was something different about her husband that night, and at one point he started crying. And someone in the group asked if he could pray with him right then and there, and he said yes. So he prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to come and heal the heart of Jeanette's husband and fill it with God's love in a new and deeper way. And Jeanette said her husband cried even more for the next 45 minutes nonstop. But he did experience God's love for him in that moment and in that night. And so his attitude towards the faith completely changed. And she said, Jonette said, her married life was never the same, and it was better than it was before. And they were both on the same page regarding faith and prayer. A long time later, she said, actually a couple of years later, one day she asked him and said, what was it that finally made you open to God's grace, to God coming into your heart and touching your heart? And to her surprise, he said, it was you. For years, I taunted you, I made fun of you, I mocked you, I tormented you. I really gave you a hard time about your faith, and you simply kept loving me through it all. And it finally dawned on me one day that no human being by themselves could love like that. And I just knew in my heart that it wasn't you loving me, it was God loving me through you. And so I think that's a beautiful example in this true story that, you know, yes, on the one hand, we do need to explain our faith in Jesus to others at appropriate times, but not in a way that's nagging or hitting them over the head, but we do need to explain it. But what will really convert the person and help others know, come to know God, is through the loving kindness that we show to them. That's what Jesus said in the gospel is the key, and that's what was the key in Jonette's marriage. As Jesus said tonight, I give you a new commandment, just as I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciple.